Welcome to That Rooted Feeling Podcast, where I bring you high-value health information and practical tips to help you improve your lifestyle habits with a focus on plant-centered nutrition so you can achieve optimal wellness that radiates into and improves all aspects of your life, giving you that rooted feeling that you won't know until you have it. Welcome back to another week and another episode of That Rooted Feeling. I'm your host, Dr. Brooke Stubbs, here to bring you high-value health information to help improve your lifestyle so that you can reduce your risk of chronic disease and live a happier, more energetic, longer life. I personally went through a transformational health journey where I quit my job, lowered my stress, protected my sleep, switched to a plant-based diet, and committed to giving myself time to exercise and lower my stress through meditation. It didn't all happen at once, but what it provided me was this deep sense of well-being, which is what the podcast is named for, that rooted feeling, that lightness, that energy that you get when you really get intentional about taking care of yourself. This week on the podcast, I want to talk to you about a theme that is just pervasive right now in this holiday season. Every single person coming into my office this week is talking about their stress, how much they have on their plate, how much is going on, all of the commitments that they have to other people, to other things, just the constant overwhelm of the holiday season. And it may surprise you that in my practice, I focus a lot on helping people lower their stress and in whatever sense that needs to be for each individual. So this holiday season, I'm helping people either scale back if possible, and that's a consistent theme. I think we overwork ourselves and we strive for perfection and we want to do all of the things at the detriment to our health. And so scaling back sometimes is really important and you can't necessarily see it when you're in it. You want to have the perfect holiday and have all the things. Sometimes it's about asking for help, right? Whenever you can. Outsourcing some of the responsibilities and taking things off of your plate. And then sometimes it's just about restructuring your schedule. I see a lot of people say how much they have on their plate, but they've never actually taken the time to write it down and make the checklist to get the things that are stressing them out and hanging over their head from floating. Once you put it in a list and you put it down on paper, structure your day, make some time, things seem a lot less daunting. And then you start to really logistically get through the things that are stressing you out and it makes them less stressful. So why is this so important to our health? Well, let's talk about what stress is and what our body's natural reaction is to stress. Because stress is a good thing. We can't live our life without stress. We wouldn't survive. In acute danger, our body is made to help us through a stress response. So consider a quick trigger, and your body's natural response to that trigger is to release catecholamines or adrenaline. These catecholamines are neurotransmitters. You know them as epinephrine or norepinephrine, and they increase your body's sympathetic drive. So the autonomic nervous system that helps you fight or flight, as you know it, and another natural but less known response of the sympathetic nervous system is to freeze. So one of those three actions is going to help your survival in any given circumstance. And when we talk about this, it's best to kind of think of your body as a very primal organ that does things to thwart predators, right? A tiger, a bear. And when you have that in mind, you think, okay, once that natural state of that trigger being there is gone, right? That acute, quick trigger, Your body should then return to the natural levels of these catecholamines and be able to rest again. And when we say rest, rest and digest, or rest as in a parasympathetic state, all of the levels of those catecholamines back to normal over time. And your body then can function again naturally. Now, let's consider that there's a stressor that doesn't go away. In the most primal or primitive terms, this could be something like a famine or a long, treacherous journey where there's a lot of potential insults constantly coming at you. In which case, your body then switches from that catecholamine or adrenaline response to a chronic stress response where cortisol takes over and is now being secreted consistently. And cortisol is known as the stress hormone, but it's also a very important hormone for our bodies. It helps with alertness, right? It helps to wake us up in the morning. That's why we want it to peak early. When it starts to decrease in our bloodstream, we sometimes get a lull in the afternoon. So we know how important cortisol is. If you've ever had a corticosteroid prescription like prednisone or Medrol, you will notice that you're always awake. You can't go to sleep. These things are important for us in the natural rhythm of our bodies, our circadian rhythm. Cortisol also is really important to break down fuel. So if we are eating during the day, that's helping us stay awake. We're breaking down fuel so that we can use it for activities throughout the day. Now imagine that cortisol is staying up all the time. Cortisol in chronic conditions being released all the time into the bloodstream keeps it in a breakdown phase. It keeps it from having effective repair. It restricts our growth. It inhibits the natural function of our digestive system. It lowers immunity. And so having chronically elevated levels of cortisol in your body, either due to constant stress triggers or just perceived anxiety can do it too, is associated with depression, headaches, muscle tension, joint aches, heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, weight gain, memory loss, insomnia. And all of these things are going to break down our systems. They're going to promote disease. They're going to increase our risk for cancers. And when we're in this state, we compound those negative effects by defaulting to behaviors that are not so beneficial. So the default for these things, sometimes people will go to drugs, right? Anti-anxiety medicines are very addictive, and one thing can lead to another. So medications or drugs or alcohol, which can inebriate you and take you out of that stress response, but then can rebound with more anxiety. And we know that alcohol is a toxin and can cause a lot of adverse side effects in the long term, right? We also maybe overwork. We dive into other stressful situations, into the grind in order to take our mind off of maybe a different stressor. We lose sleep naturally when cortisol is elevated, but we just go, go, go and never really bring that cortisol down so that we can get an adequate, restful sleep state. And then we default to comfort foods because our willpower is down in this state and it just feels better. It gives us a little bit of a dopamine surge to have a comfort food or something really palatable to take us away from that stress or that anxiety momentarily. But that compounds a poor digestive state, right? Then we feed bad gut bacteria and then we have more depression and we don't have as much serotonin in the blood. So with all this being said, what are we going to do? How are we going to manage the holidays? First of all, you just have to be aware. You have to be aware of where your stress is. The best way to do that is to get at a baseline of no stress. So whatever it is that helps you to calm down and your body to be at a safe, restful, peaceful place, do that. For me, it's meditation, meditating in the morning on my own. You have to be able to make time for yourself to do this. So first of all, being aware of the stress, you have to have a threshold. You have to know when your stress is getting beyond a threshold. You have to be able to recognize it. In order to do that, you have to bring your stress down. Then being aware that you're stressed and that you're seeking out comforts in places that aren't so beneficial, like bad dieting or alcohol, this will help you to avoid those. If you say to yourself, I know I'm in a stressed state, I really need to do some things to care for my body till I get through some of these things, that's really beneficial. Then you start to navigate towards healthier, nutritious options. And when I say nutritious, I'm thinking eat nutrients. Nutrients are in plant foods, your fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes. Those are the food categories you really should be focusing on getting in your diet. You don't need anything else but those food categories in a variety to be healthy. Exercising can be really beneficial to release some of this stress. Staying consistent with that, giving yourself that time. When you're actually having the stress, like I said, writing it down, getting it out of your head. The perceived anxiety around the stress is really what the stress is all about. If we can decommission that stress by making it more tangible on a piece of paper, then everything seems a lot more doable, a lot more graspable. And so writing it down, scheduling some time to get some of the things done, saying no to some commitments, taking things off of your plate, outsourcing some of the things that don't necessarily need you to be hands-on. All this is going to be very beneficial. I know that when I'm in it, I can't see it. So talk to a third party, tell them about your stress and ask for solutions. How would you solve this problem? How would you solve these solutions and see what they come up with? And then maybe consider some of their solutions for yourself, even though you may have some resistance to letting go of some of those things. And I want to say you have to be headstrong about making time for yourself in these seasons of busyness. And it's helpful if you already have that in your routine, and it doesn't have to be a huge block of time. I suggest in the morning, before the world hits you in the face, give yourself just a brief 10 to 15 minute window where you're not on your phone scrolling, where you are present, where you can drop into your body. I really feel it relaxing. It's best in the morning because as soon as you get that first trigger, whether it's the dog or the kids or work or an email or your spouse or your to-do list, your stress goes up. Your cortisol is peaking. You are now increasing your sympathetic tone. It may go all the way up or it might just be rising, but you've never really put yourself at that low threshold to experience less stress. So then your threshold for stress is just much higher and you can't actually perceive that kind of addicted nature of your anxiety and your stress. So start out in a really present, relaxed state in the morning. Get yourself into a peaceful parasympathetic state so your body has a baseline for how it should feel when it isn't stressed. Being present, meditating, yoga, breathing, tapping, stretching, any of these things can be beneficial to really put you in that rest and digest parasympathetic state. Another great thing that I do a lot, especially when I feel myself just getting tense around all the things I need to do, I'll sit, I'll rest in my chair, I'll roll my shoulders back, I'll take a deep breath in and out, and I'll say the affirmation, there is time for everything. Then I actively slow down. So when I'm running high and I'm trying to get so many things done and I've got my to-do list scattered in my brain as opposed to on paper, I start to lose things. I don't work as efficiently. I have too many focuses going on. That's really where I see this modern society being overwhelmed with inattentive type ADHD, is we really take on too many things and we try and keep them all in our brain. So if you can put it down on paper, of course, I've said that a few times, but being present with one thing at a time will make that thing efficient. It will make it go smoothly. You won't be losing things in the process. You won't be jumping from one task to another. This just makes things go smoother. Smoother is faster. And as you're doing that, if you can be present saying there is time for everything, you will find this remarkable sense of time opening up. And really, there is time for everything. If you've put it on your schedule, it just happens when you stop and become really present and really focused on one thing at a time. Chip away at your schedule as you see fit. Really give yourself time between transitions of commitments, whether, you know, it's parties or picking up kids, so that you're not racing from one place to another, worried about getting there on time. That's another thing. If you're late, just accept that you're late and know that you will handle whatever the repercussions of that is once you get there. Don't get yourself into a wreck. Don't get yourself into a frenzy. The worry isn't going to take away the tardiness. Accepting some of the circumstance can go a long way, okay? So take care of yourself, make time for yourself, be aware so you can make better decisions around your stress, right? Around your diet. Improve your sleep, be really conscientious about it, maybe adopt a meditative practice, move your body, let out some of that stress. Give away some of your responsibilities, outsource, make a list, schedule your tasks, and ask for help. Take things off of your plate when you need to. Talk to somebody who can see it from a different perspective. Get solutions and know it's all going to work out. And then once you've done the thing and you're in the moment and the planning is over, enjoy it. Be present and enjoy all the hard work that you put in to making a beautiful holiday season. And remember, the reason why you're doing it is to bring joy and to bring love and to bring family and friends together. And enjoy that part because those social dynamics will improve your health. I hope that this was a helpful podcast episode for you. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, share this with a friend, and I hope to see you here again next week.